other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Putin yesterday warned of a civil war in Egypt. I think you're already seeing a civil war in Egypt, all part of the globalist on-record strategy of tension, balkanization, destabilization, global program. That's what they have in store for the United States many years down the road. But places like Egypt are a little bit further along in the New World Order plan. We're going to be looking at that on this Monday, the 8th day of July, 2013, Global Transmission. Larry Pratt will be joining us at the start of the next hour for 30 minutes, the head of Gun Owners of America, to look at some of the new Fast and Furious type scandals that have broke in the back of the newspaper but have not gotten a lot of attention, and the state of the anti-gunners, extrajudicial, outside of the law, UN treaty operations. Because Obama says he doesn't care if the Senate doesn't ratify it. He's going to implement it. So we'll be looking at that coming up in the second hour. Adam Kokesh is going to pop in for about 10, 15 minutes. I haven't talked to him yet. He said he's been off the radar since he went and locked and loaded or loaded a shotgun outside the Capitol in defiance of the unconstitutional law that's been overthrown in D.C. So he'll be giving us the first media interview that he's done since he did that on Independence Day last week as a true follower of terrorists like George Washington. Very extreme, very evil, very bad. He also thinks that you have a Fourth Amendment, a Tenth Amendment, and should not have police all over the country now doing proctology exams on people on the side of the road. A new video emerged over the weekend that I watched this morning of Texas women again with police, male police on top of it, doing cavity searches and just unprecedented. And it shows how whacked out government's gotten. By the way, the government is on record, as I've said 50 trillion times, and as you know, shipping the drugs into the country. These women were coming back from the beach to Houston in their bikinis, two friends, actually two cousins, and well, some will say, well, it's because they're black this happened. I don't know. I've seen footage of blondes, brunettes, white, Hispanic, black. Seems to be women, though, and they just tell them, get up, bend over the hood. And it, you can have multiple women, same glove, just a total assault, in my view. But it's the officer's order. How are you out of your house? We're going to use your house to surveil your neighbors. I order. Who needs to get to the pearly gates to become an angelic being? You become God the moment you put on the uniform under the New World Order. They're God in North Korea. The police are God in Mexico. Of course, the country's rot into the ground once there's no due process. But so what? So what? Every metric shows America rotting into the ground. It's all part of the same orgy we've seen thousands of times in different nations in history. When the tyrants take over, the decadent population submits. I mean, this is happening because we do have a slovenly, arrogant, self-centered, thuggish population as well. Not everybody, but in general, it's a rotting society with no self-respect. In fact, San Francisco Flight 77's crash, why did so many passengers evacuate with their bags, Forbes asked. Well, they should be asking what's buried in the article. Why did they not help the children? People left kids on board and went for their bags. Let me tell you, I'm in an airplane and it's blowing up on fire. Forget my clothes. You know, your dirty underwear or whatever. I mean, it's just the minionness of the whole world's population. Just trundling along and cop says, bend over. I'm telling you, the new American flag should be somebody bent over with a copy on a proctology.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You have found it, my friends, the tip of the spear, the front lines in the fight to awaken humanity. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we'll be here for the next 3 hours today. Larry Pratt with huge updates on the UN gun treaty, new Fast and Furious type scandals, you name it, coming up for about half of the next hour. Then we'll have open phones until Adam Kokesh joins us the last 20 minutes of the broadcast or so. He locked and loaded in D.C. in defiance of their tyranny. And regardless of what you think of his activities in other arenas, you've got to admire the courage of this modern Rosa Parks, I'm not sitting at the back of the bus type activity against these control freak miscreant criminals that have hijacked our nation. Speaking of that, there's a new Gallup poll out, and I think it's much higher than this. 71% agree founding fathers would be ashamed of country today, and they're right. Well, the police are trained, and we show this video in my film Road to Tyranny, and we've shown countless training manuals. They are actually told the founding fathers were bad people. Then they swear an oath to a constitution, because that's law, and to uphold it. And then they are told anyone that makes frequent references to the Constitution, go ahead and put them in a terrorist file. That's in the FBI training manuals. Just type in constitutional terrorists and you'll see, let's not exaggerate, over 100 manuals of the FBI put out in the last 15 years that are public. These are on their website. They've got over 100 current ones for every business there is. Tattoo parlors, barbershops, bars, car washes. Somebody talking about the Founding Fathers and freedom? Give the police a call. Imagine, you know, Red Dawn of the Soviets had taken over in the 80s. If you hear American pigs speaking of Founding Fathers or freedom, report them immediately. I mean, this is how bizarro it's gotten. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. Also, some good news. Train wreck of Obamacare begins to unravel. Massive government boondoggle set to self-destruct by 2015. Well, it's all written to be selectively enforced. But if you resist it, it's so nakedly unconstitutional, it will be defeated. It is a tax, as the Supreme Court ruled. Two private offshore banks that own the big insurance companies to make you purchase insurance. Now, what happens when you've got to buy something? You've got to buy textbooks to go to college. That's why the average textbook costs over 200 smackers. When a similar book at Barnes & Noble would cost $20, they've got all sorts of, you know, military textbooks and big, thick publications that are even better than the Soviet-style bilge that you pay for. I see some textbooks that are $500 now that you've got to have, a $500 outdated, crud-filled piece of garbage. Well, it's the same thing. You've got to buy car insurance so it goes up and up and up. And after that unconstitutional precedent was set, well, you've got to buy health insurance. And now you've got to buy, in California, gun insurance if the governor signs it. Oh, and insurance to buy ammo. And, oh, lo and behold, once they turn a right into a privilege, they can outlaw it. So we're going to be going over all of that news. And this as well. Mother tells how she was strapped down while prison doctors persuaded her to be sterilized. And when they put it in persuaded, that's in quotes, they strapped her down and forced her. As nearly 250 Californian inmates were pressured into surgery. That's just who they know about. Rising the specter of California's dark eugenics history. And then people will argue, well, we shouldn't have these prison inmates being able to have kids again. Oh, they're going to end up sterilizing you when you go on welfare. And then people say, well, that's a good idea. There's too many poor people having kids. That's the plan, is to totally break down society and then bring in Orwellian control that is not going to even be targeted on the giant masses of poor people. It never is. It's going to be targeted on middle class. We're the enemy. I don't care what color you are. If you want to be self-sufficient and outside of their cult, they're coming after you. And speaking of that, here's a CNS News story. It's up on Drudge and on InfoWars, InfoWars.com, and up on DrudgeReport.com. 101 million Americans get food aid from federal government, more than the number of private sector workers. Here, I'll move over the box so we can actually show TV viewers this, or you guys can just go and punch it up on your computer and show people. Since we put new computers in here, it's very hard for me to put stuff on screen without it being cut off, and I want to rectify, and I bet we can figure out a plan to do that. 101 million Americans get food aid from federal government, more than the number of private sector workers. That's why it's going to be game over soon, unless we just start non-complying with everything. Because they've got a giant mass of drooling fluoride heads who have been chemically lobotomized, who are living off the dole and don't even know what country they're in, what state, what the three branches of governments are in some cases. They don't know their head from a hole in the ground. That's why all over the country cops are pulling people over, mainly women, for speeding or for a burnout taillight, saying, all right, get up against the car. And we're such animals to the government now, they don't even change gloves when, according to jurisprudence and common law, it is a rape to stick your hands in someone's pants and put your body, put your hand into their body. Two women, you've seen that famous video, a blonde and a brunette, both white, two women outside Dallas, state police, and now more videos are coming out. It's, by the way, continuing. They're not stopping. And they just pull you over and say, all right, I'm going to go ahead and search your car. They don't even ask permission like the old days to trick you into letting them violate your Fourth Amendment. The sheep don't know what planet they're on. They get out. They comply with everything unconstitutionally. And so, of course, it's, all right, now I'm going to wear the same glove. It'd be illegal if they change gloves, but it's serious assault when it's the same glove and the female officer, but now they're using male officers. Why not? The slaves will put up with it. Going inside one woman's, well, it's one glove, four orifices. One glove, two women. Two girls, one glove. And this is how it works. And listen, next it's going to be your kids, like TSA. We're going down the pants of kids. Thousands of photos and videos. There was a big backlash. They pulled back for a little while. Now they're back doing it again. And they're going to pull you over, and they're going to get your three-year-old out, and they're going to ram their hand into them. And if you don't like it, they're going to line you up and taser you. And if you resist that, they're going to shove a gun right in your head and splatter your brains all over the ground. Because that's how America, the cursed nation, is. If you kill 53 million babies and say they're not humans, well, why are you a human? And I love how they're always pushing this like it's for our own good and how it's to stop drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know, it's not a rumor that our ships were never attacked to get us into Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin. That came out in 64. The average person just heard the rumor, so it became a conspiracy theory. Now been completely declassified, 2004. It's a fact all over the U.S. they sterilize foster children. They sterilize them here in Austin. And the doctors that have told me about it are like, but you don't tell anybody. And, okay, you're a journalist. This is off record. They give the children in Austin cancer virus orally, illegally, at these big public clinics at the sports stadiums in Zilker Park. And I've had a top doctor tell me this, but say, you go investigate it. You know, I don't want to be on the news. And we went and investigated, and surely enough, it's true. And the health department said, we're not going to discuss that with you. They don't just take foster kids and tie their tubes or give males vasectomies. They give them cancer. It may take them 30 years to get it, but they're giving them the cancer virus that implants in all of their major cell groups. And so that's what I'm talking about here. There's no making deals with the New World Order. There's no playing games. And the cops are just brainwashed zombies, just like the public. They believe they have the authority, just like Nazis believe they have the authority to put people in sand pits and shoot them in the head. They believe they have the authority to pull you over and ram their hand into your body. And they're going to do it. And they're going to lose lawsuits and keep doing it because the bankers want to bankrupt America. They hope they lose more lawsuits. They don't care. That's why they've been told, lose all the lawsuits you want. Drive them into submission. By the way, the Daily Mail says, not really. They were pressured. Actually, the News 10, ABC out of California, female inmates sterilized in California prisons without approval. So, you know, the Daily Mail is kind of whitewashing it. Actually, they forced these women to do it, and they took them and tied them down. They've always done that. And again, the argument here is, well, there's too many people. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, they've picked a plastic system out of thousands of formulas that has estrogen in it to feminize men and hyperfeminize women. Women are like, good, I'll be hyperfeminine. Yeah, all of your sexual tissues will hyperage. You will die. But again, 101 million Americans get food aid from federal government, more than the number of private sector workers, and it's growing. That's why they're deindustrializing. That's why they're putting regulations on independent businesses that could give people jobs to make it too hard so that everybody just goes and watches Oprah and Obama and just drinks their fluoride and goes quietly into the night. Now we're going to look at Egypt and a lot of other key news straight ahead. Stay with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
If you'd like to join us on air, ooh, wide open Lordy, phones, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on any of the news items I've raised or any of the big stories that are out there today. Coming up in the next segment, I will not just take your calls, I will elaborate on the Egypt situation. I'm going to get to some of that in a moment. But I want to finish up talking about our society, talking about the cultural trends. These are not just my observations. I go off of the sociological numbers that you hear us here breaking down every day and my own experiences in life, where I will see more and more people act like selfish, stupid, evil, greedy demons. And that's why the police are getting worse and worse. It's because they are a reflection of the public as well. Our government is a reflection of what we've become. Now, there are giant groups of good people. I would say more than half the population, generally, are hardworking, good, decent people who are criminally naive and simple-minded and at their base, cowardly. And I would call the cowardice more of an excuse of, oh, I don't want to be out front. I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to force myself into public view. I'm just going to put my head down. And that, you know, that's a manly thing to do. No, what that is insanely cowardly and is the road to absolute enslavement. That's what it's called. I get being a quiet person. I get leaving people alone, minding your business. I do that with individuals. But when it comes to organized corporations or organized government or gangs of people, I instinctively get very angry and very aggressive. One time I had drag rats. Tommy Pilato was with me. We were downtown having a business meeting, filmmaker. And we walk out, and these drag rats aren't like your normal homeless people. And they're not all bad, but large groups of them have raped people, beat people up, all sorts of stuff. There's been a lot of cases of it. There's even been deaths. And I walked out, 8 or 9 of them said, basically, hey, you know, give me some money. And I turned around to them, and I said, oh, really, give you some money? What do you mean? They said, well, it'd be good for you to give us money, if you know what I mean. And I said, no, what do you mean? Well, if you know what's good for you. And I said, why don't you all get up and I'm going to stomp your heads into the ground right now. And I couldn't help it, folks. I mean, I was ready to stomp them into the ground. And again, I grew up in Dallas getting in a lot of fights. The few times I wasn't in the right in the fight, I'd get my butt kicked because I couldn't get up. If the fight was 50-50, I couldn't even swing a punch. I couldn't even get upset. I had no energy. It was only when somebody was in the wrong, somebody trying to mug me in a parking lot, a group of people trying to assault me, that I would turn into absolute King Kong on PCP. Because instinctively, I get completely angry, and of course, they backed off at that point. And it wasn't that I'm Mr. Tough Guy. It's that 8 or 9 people who I know have a history of abusing and raping and grabbing women off their bicycles and robbing them, I wanted to stomp their guts into the ground. And the reason they didn't take the fight was they figured out, even though they might have won in the end, because I've had my leg broken and stuff like that, fighting a big group of people, 5 guys. The whole issue is that they knew to back off because they knew this, they weren't going to get the money out of my wallet easy. There was going to be a price to pay. And that is the difference between a free society and a slave society. Bending over, literally on the side of the highway now, all over the country. But sadly, my own state is so whacked out that all over the country, cops are taking money out of old ladies' wallets. How much money you got in there? Well, I've got $2,000, sonny. I carry it with me. Boom, they take it. There's no law saying they can do that. They claim it's a forfeiture on site with no proof of drugs. And a lot of these cops aren't even conscious criminals. They're so whacked out, the local judge has told them to do it. And then it turns out the local judge is the one getting the money and living in some million-dollar house. I mean, it is and I'm talking about real cases I just mentioned there, a composite of several, a Tennessee and Texas case. Indiana does it. Louisiana is horrible. On record, shaking people down. And when you put up with it, it's what allows it to get worse. Standing up to it is what puts it back in the box. And when I come back, I want to talk about the thug culture, the oppressor culture versus the jellyfish culture, and tie it into San Francisco 777 crash. The passengers left even their own children, it's being reported, and didn't help them. They would go to get their bags. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Obama 20 peace prizes and Bush 100.
On the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil.
Right and wrong.
A new world order. A new world order.
By the way, I didn't mean to flash back and start talking about getting in fights with homeless people. But all over the country, this the phenomenon of runaways. Of young people who then are usually led by like a 25, 30-year-old, and they're involved in a lot of crime, and Austin is infested with these people. Some of them are actually nice and are like nomadic groups. They then get fed on by the criminal groups. And my point is that the instinct of good people should be to stand up to groups like that. And so when I see government as a giant gang and the IRS running around robbing people without due process, in an unconstitutional tax, but even within the confines of people that have paid, being robbed and having their homes and wedding rings stolen. The horror stories are literally legion upon legion upon legion. That's being run by the Congress, by the president, by the central government. We act like the TSA is some bad agency, or the IRS, or the NSA. This is all part of a plan. There's a reason the street lights are laid out in a certain way, and the street cameras are laid out in a certain way, and the street signs. It's an organized program. and most of it's secret. What we know about it is they're trying to change the genetic environment of the planet, where it's artificial and you've got to go to them to even be able to have kids or have crops. And they're busy spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other chemicals. I've got a story out today that are on record thousands of times in the metric worse than the old CFCs that were in spray bottles. Why is the government trying to destroy the ozone layer in a giant secret program that it's declassified they're doing the program? And what they're spraying, last time I checked, $5 billion a year, Department of Energy alone, just to pay for the program in North America. These people operate like they're aliens from a trillion miles away, come here to destroy us. I'm not saying that's what they are. They might as well be that. You understand, when I got up here and told you about our family pediatrician who had one of the biggest pediatrician outfits here in Austin, he recently sold it and retired. I'm not going to say any more. Grabbed me by the arm 7-8 years ago and saying, listen, you know these big free clinics they have? I listen to your show and it's true. He goes, guess what we were given? Because doctors are supposed to volunteer. It's like compulsory volunteerism and they've got to go back to schooling and stuff. You're supposed to do so much volunteer time. So the doctors go to the big Zilker Park and sports stadiums. I don't know where I live. It happens in your area. And you might have 3,000 people come to get their shots. And he said he looked at the dose vials. They were giving liquid 1960s batch, totally illegal polio, live polio that had SV40 in it, a highly contagious cancer virus that you can pull up the government's own numbers. They believe contributed to over 100 million cancers just from the 50s through the 70s when it was made illegal. By the way, I see in the news all the time, they're still using that those original batches to replicate it. And then they grow it on fetal tissue, they grow it on eggs, you name it. And they're shipping it to Africa, Asia, you name it. That's why all over the world they go, we don't want that in Pakistan and in Nigeria. They run from the white witch doctors and the UN witch doctors. Because, folks, they used to run to the medicine man. Now they run from the European or the EU or the UN medicine man. Simian virus 40, SV40 polio vaccine fact sheet. It was discovered in 1960. That's the CDC's website. Soon after the virus was found in the polio vaccine. And it says more than 98 million Americans received one or more dosages of it. Isn't that sweet? By the way, they're still giving it. And they're still sterilizing people in every town and every city. And they're still putting poison in the water, hydrofluorosilicic acid, on record that wrecks your mind and wrecks your fertility. And people hear all this, and you can go look it up and find out it's true. I mean, the crew's sitting in there just typing in whatever I say and pulling it up on the government's own websites. I'm not making any of this up. And that doctor had the courage to tell me, but he also had the courage to grab me hard by the arm and say, and I told you, you don't tell anybody my name. You can tell the story. And he said, I went and complained about it and was told to shut up. They know full well, here, bring your kid down to Zilker Park. We're going to give them liquid monkey virus that is a death sentence. A death sentence. And there'll be no police investigation. There'll be no discussion on the news. Just like when I get up on air and say, all over the country, in the hydrofluorosilicic acid, they're adding radioactive isotopes. Local media goes out, checks it at the wastewater plant and the treatment plant, and the Geiger counter's off the chart, and they say, what is this? And the locals go, we don't know what it is. Forget about it. Must be in the aquifer. Must be naturally radioactive. And again, I just keep going back to this over and over again instead of all the news, because they're killing us. It's back in the L.A. news that they forcibly are sterilizing people. Of course they are, illegally, and no one's going to get in trouble because it's a plan. You know how the SV40 and other cocktail of those specific viruses, it, by the way, didn't come from monkeys. Dr. Salk and others bragged about it. Those were cooked up specially for you and your family. Sure, they grew them on monkey kidneys, but they didn't come from monkeys. It's a weaponized virus program. Guess what they do? They go plug into your DNA. They go into viral plaques is what they're called. They engineered this whole family perfectly to wait until your hormone level lowers. And when your hormone level lowers, it then triggers the viral plaques, similar to shingles, which is really just in the whole family of herpes. When does it trigger? When you get older. When does it get to where it kills people? When you're old. When you're young, when you're under stress or have a lot of problems, that's when it breaks out. Folks, there's stuff a lot worse than herpes. It's called deadly. You know what SV40 can do in the sinus? The particular cancer, you can look it up. I forget its Latin name, but it looks like blue yogurt, purple yogurt. How's that growing into your brain? Just a little gift for you and your family. They're murdering you with pleasure. And if I walk up to Austin cops and start saying, hey, the government's murdering people, the DynCorp building right there in town, here's the Washington Post, here's the Chicago Tribune, how they got caught running child kidnapping rings. The cops, I've done this before, go, I know, I work for them part-time. Get out of here, Alex. That happened in front of P.F. Chang's. And then another time, the cops are like, yeah, we know. What do we do about it? What are we supposed to do about it? We're told who we can investigate. I mean, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I'm going to go to them. But I talk about the culture of thugs. People that have figured this out decide to act like predators and thugs. So whether you're a street criminal, a corporate criminal, a corrupt cop, there's that whole culture. Or then you've got the culture of the slaves who just get real self-serving now and put their head down to everything, but then do the minimum amount of work, suck off things, don't care about anybody but themselves, and think that's an attribute. Then you've got the nanny staters who go around persecuting people in the name of the government, whether they work for the government or not, who don't really care about, in the major studies that are out, like the environmentalists, who don't, the fake environmentalists, they don't care. They had a big Canadian study last year. They don't actually care about real issues. They just want the power from it that they are the moral authority. I think this Canadian study was a major government study that the environmentalists were 6 times more likely to be thieves and to be dishonest. The groups that answered that they were the biggest environmentalists. Because it's just a way to say, I'm a Pharisee. I'm good. All the rest of you are bad. Meanwhile, real conservationists, real environmentalists, people that are really concerned, Alex, they're not growing corn in Texas that has live HIV virus in it. And no one will even look that up. It's Associated Press. Protogen is the company. And that's why if a cop pulls me over because I'm driving late at night or something and I know I'm not speeding and they go, mind if I search and got any drugs? I'm like, do you have any drugs? Because you know the government ships most of them in. And they're like, well, what's your problem? What's my problem? They're lining kids up nationwide and giving them oral cancer viruses, live cancer viruses that's communicable, and you're just going to laugh at me. Because, see, it's too big of an issue. It's too big for you to deal with. So you're just going to pick on me and act like you're holding society together and the thin blue line, blah, 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 when we've got psycho-eugenicists running the whole show. But look at this article from Forbes. It's up on Infowars.com. San Francisco 777 crash. Why did so many passengers evacuate with bags? And again, I've seen it in our local news that when the drag rats will catch, you know, two young yuppie women coming out of a restaurant down on South Congress or down on the old drag or whatever, they'll order them to give them their purse, and the women usually out of fear will just give it to them. And if not, they'll punch them in the nose, rape them, whatever. And then I was thinking how that's just like the police when they're like, I'm going to search your car. It's not mind if I search. It's like people on the New York subway will sit on both sides of you and go, mind if I look at your watch? Can I have it? So they're not legally actually robbing you. They're with the inference of it. And now the police are like, I'm going to search the car. Give me authorization or I will taser you. Or answer my question or I will taser you. Failure to did not follow my order, and the threat continuum and the force continuum is an absolute. Now, you're all now Private Pyle in the Marine Corps drill sergeant situation. I'm going to do a cavity search. The women are in the bikini. The video's up on Infowars.com right now. In Texas again. You're joking, right? I'm not joking. Up against the car. And then the police are like, well, they complied with it. Yeah, they complied like when somebody comes into a park and says, hey, 2 year or 3 year old, while your mom's in the bathroom at the park, get in the car, I said. And the little kid reaches their hand up, does what they say. It's the authority figure. And that's what the drag rats do, robbing people. That's what the police do, you know, with their knock and talks, wanting to come in people's houses. It's all criminal psychology, right out of criminology 101. And that's all eugenics and all this is. It's just a bunch of predators who want to do mean things to people, setting the precedent that they can get away with bloody murder. And then they've got useful idiots down low who actually believe in the whole system. And so I'm not surprised that Trendies, flying into San Francisco on 777 out of South Korea, because this is how it is all over the world now. Anywhere that's industrialized, humans are the same. People are so into themselves, they won't risk their life to help somebody who's choking or whatever, or to go into a house to save people, but they will risk their lives if their iPad is in a burning house. Or if they're, I mean, imagine, the plane crashes, the tail falls off, it bursts into flame, jet fuel everywhere, and people are going in the overheads to get their bags out to then try to get out of the aircraft. I mean, the minute it's crashing, there's flames. The first thing I'm doing, and with, you know, the strength that comes with caring about your kids, is grabbing my children, throwing them on my shoulder, and I'd probably get incredibly hurt just jumping out of the hole. That's just a normal behavior. But no, it's reported watching the videos and witnesses that, and it appears from the reports that people weren't even leaving their own kids, but they wanted their bags. Now, that's a programmed group of people that only care about themselves to such a point that one man even was interviewed by the New York Times, said that he grabbed his bags and then his kids. They're even proud of it. I mean, I can't believe parents will let the CPS take their kids clearly when there's no reason to do it. And then when a family runs with their kids, they're called terrorists on the news. They've taken your basic, normal human instinct and flushed it down the commode. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and take your calls for two segments. Then we got Larry Pratt popping in, and I'll continue with your phone calls. But this is the difference between having a civilization and not having a civilization, is that good men do nothing and you have a tyranny. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. You know, I started lifting weights again with light weights, trying to lose weight. And so maybe once a week I have time to go down to a local YMCA and I'll watch cops come in wearing their local cop shirts. And I'll watch them kind of strut around and bug their eyes out at people. They're not too bad, but I've seen groups of them in there. And it's a totally different group of people when the fire department is always there. No matter when I go, somebody from the Hays County Fire Department is always in there. I was watching these guys do like 60 pull-ups and then go back and do it again and doing these things. We're doing pull-ups and swinging their body all the way over, basically in a gymnast move. They're so nice and friendly because they're fire department people who actually have a real job and who actually serve the community. And I'll never forget watching the Austin police with their cadets in a swim test. And about a third of them could barely swim. Three of them had to be pulled out. I even shot video of this and life jackets put on because they couldn't swim. And the head police that were teaching them weren't that good of swimmers. I mean, you ought to be able to swim 2 miles to be a cop. You ought to be able to do 40 pull-ups to be a cop. And I'm not sitting there claiming I'm Mr. Tough Guy. I used to do 45 pull-ups. I can barely do 3 of them now. But the point is, as I watch these fire department guys, they are the polar opposite of the police now. I'm not saying all police are like this, but nice guys, friendly, not putting off a power trip, and just savagely lifting weights and just, you know, in incredible shape. You can tell they're drug-free, too. You can just look at their muscles. Just savagely strong, because they need to be able to pick people up and stuff. They need to be able to, you know, climb out of a window. And you just see the difference in the culture. And now they're trying to corrupt the fire departments and make them secret police. It's so disgusting to see that happen. And I've talked to a lot of retired people, read a lot of criminology. 30, 40 years ago, all they cared about being a cop was that you were somewhat honest and really tough. Nowadays, it's about hiring little social worker bureaucrats who are on power trips and want to dominate you. Because a really tough guy is not going to want to dominate people that haven't done anything. A warrior is going to want to go after bad guys and defend innocent people, not, oh, I think you might have marijuana. I'm going to stick my hand in your rectum and then your vagina. I mean, that's totally illegal. But their supervisors have told them they're allowed to. It's a disgusting power trip by people that can't even swim. They're hiring people with under 100 IQs, and it's a joke. I do not want to be ruled over by a bunch of power-tripping, semi-lobotomized morons that can't even do pull-ups. We'll be right back.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
PatriotAmmoSupply.com only sells to patriots and private citizens. Why? Because we only sell to people we can trust. We do not sell to government agencies. We manufacture our own bullets and load our own ammunition, so it's in stock and ready to ship. Got empty cartridges? We can reload your brass, reducing your cost and eliminating the hidden federal excise tax. Most orders ship within 3 to 5 days. Give us a call, 406-210-5294, or visit PatriotAmmoSupply.com, an American company.
Just briefly, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is listener-supported. We have the best pro-liberty t-shirts, the InfoWars July issue of the magazine with 10 bumper stickers inside of it to spread the word. We've got the ProPure water filters with the lowest price with promo code WATER. We've got the new State of Mind film that's going to premiere on the 17th on InfoWars Nightly News. We have it on DVD and Blu-ray. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And again, I remember growing up in Dallas, and my dad had friends that were police that would come over and stuff and play cards and things like that. They were all just really nice, friendly Boy Scout type guys. And now more and more they want thugs. I'm not saying all departments are like this. If you've got a Boy Scout department, that's good. But people think it's tough now to be a thug. I saw two different spy thrillers last week. One of them was called Numbers, I think. It's like where they're at work at the CIA base in England. But the point is, and I was watching another one half asleep, so I don't remember the name of it. My wife was watching another one another night. And it's like the CIA goes in a house and kills the former CIA guy and goes ahead and just shoots their daughter while they're at it. And that's okay. That's a good thing to do. We got to kill their family. It's collateral damage. They're warping everybody's brains with these shows. And that's why the cops all the time, you see it in the news, go in a house, even the wrong house, and say, get in a fetal position to the naked guy out of his bed. Now crawl to us. And then they taser him and rubber bullet him for fun. And I've seen the videos of police laughing about it. Did you see how I shot that lady with the sign in the face with rubber bullets? Yeah, she had blood pouring out her nose. You're going to have your bank accounts taken too, dum-dum. You're going to be injected with cancer viruses, dum-dum. You're not being given this power to abuse people for no reason. Evil is coming in. And we need to wake up to it and say no. And I don't mean to obsess on the police all day. The point is, that's where the rubber meets the road. And I wish the police would try to be more like firefighters and act like that. I mean, I guarantee you, folks, if I went and saw a group of firefighters being trained at the local pool at Deep Eddy, that I bet they could all swim. You don't know how bizarre it is to see the police, and most of them were horrible swimmers, and some of them had to be fished out and couldn't swim, couldn't tread water for 5 minutes. Like children gulping and drowning. I mean, it's just mindless. I don't mean to go off into a jag. It's just so pathetic. Coming up after I take some phone calls, analyst George Zimmerman probably won't be convicted of murder, of manslaughter. Here's why. And I agree, they have a very bad case. And there's reasonable doubt that he's guilty. I think he was stupid to go follow somebody around with a gun. Unless you saw him committing a crime, and that's a different subject. George Zimmerman is probably an out-of-control cop wannabe type. Turns out most of his family and friends are cops. I don't know why he didn't try to go get on their department. But the point is that he was clearly jumped on top of and beat up, and now threats to riot, loot, if Zimmerman found innocent, intensify. It is thousands of tweets without even looking that people, where they're going to attack, what they're going to burn down, all racially organized, basically, and it is really, really sad. You know, why don't we all get together and get angry and march against cancer viruses and vaccines? Oh, no. Jesse Jackson doesn't support that. Why don't we all march by the millions for the unborn children getting chopped up, where we know they're innocent and it's wrong? Oh, no, it's too much fun to... Notice how the Justice Department kept calling Zimmerman white? The guy looks like Kim Jong-un to me. Nothing against Asians or anything, but I mean, you know... I mean, what is this whole deal? What? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. Take a few phone calls. Liberal Bill is the first caller coming up. Then we'll talk to Kent, Jason, Ryan, John, and many others. Then Larry Pratt on the UN gun treaty.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.